I don't know. I just remembered the story, and it's totally different. Like, it just shows you my mindset versus, like, seeing my daughter at this stage where she's developing and becoming her own person, and it's real cool. I haven't been able to do a podcast with her for years, it seems like, because she just doesn't want to do them anymore. She's like, ah, Dad, I don't want to do that shit. So, but I remember the story back in my college days when I was, you know, very intense about playing basketball, and that's all I did. I wasn't a guy that was into drinking and partying and chasing girls. My obsession was playing basketball, becoming something from basketball. And I felt that I had to be obsessive about it and practice as much as I can to get ahead, because I started very late in life playing the sport. And luckily I made good strides, and I was just wanting, it was addicting. I was obsessed with getting better. And a friend of mine was also very driven in that way. And we will always have competitions, always compete, always. And in some ways he was better than me, but in some ways he wasn't. But the one part that he was better than me was in shooting. So I remember one day, I was like, my mindset was, we're not leaving this court until I beat you. I'm going to beat you one of these games. It was a game of horse. I want to say I played him. Initially, I wanted to say 40, but I'm like, no, but I at least played 20 games. Like, we stayed out there until I won, because I wanted to prove that I can fucking do it. Like, you're not invincible. I don't care how many tries it takes me, but I'm going to go ahead and make it happen. I ended up getting my real estate license the same way. Then I got it again, and it's like, you know, I wasn't doing 20 times, but you get the point. Like, I'm a person that I don't feel I'm any different than another person, but I know that the magic formula, is being committed, being dedicated, staying the path, staying consistent with, even though if you fail, you keep at it until a door cracks, until something happens. Once I figured out that code early on in life, that's something that I apply to everything I do when I'm focused on it. You know, right now I'm not that way. I'm enjoying just being dad and many of us, but that obsession that, and the only person that I feel articulated it or personified it no better was Kobe Bryant to me. And that's why I was so disappointed, because one of my life goals was to meet him and just talk to him, because I felt that he carried that mentality. I didn't have the Kobe Bryant talent, but I had the Kobe Bryant mentality, which was like, I'm going to put in this work. My obsession is learning how to be better and working at it, and in a way being a perfectionist and trying to be the best version of what I can be. Like, I can never be that, but Minnow can be his own version, the best version of that, and there's plenty of room for improvement. And that's always been my motto whenever I get honed in and focused. Like, I don't compare myself to, okay, I need to do better than this person or this other person. It's like, no, you know you can do better, okay? You know you can go ahead and apply yourself and fucking do it. And if you put in the time, if you sacrifice social time, if you sacrifice fun, if you sacrifice the time that you will put into other things and focus it on the task at hand, you will eventually break the code. And I try to tell that to my daughter, but obviously the way she is totally different. And after this quarter, I saw that she still had, instead of 4 Fs, she gave me 2 Fs. So she had 2 Fs, 2 Ds, and 2 Cs. And she doesn't give a fuck. You know, she doesn't give a fuck about school. She doesn't value school. She values talent. She knows she's talented. She knows that she can pick up a script and learn it right away. She knows that she has the ability to take something and be creative with it, or to sing, or all these different talents that she has. But I'm always reminding her that it only takes you so far, because eventually you're going to get to a talent pool, or to a pool of people that have the same talent as you, if not more than you. And what happens in that scenario is, okay, what is your work ethic? What is your ability to put in that grind every day to get better, or to succeed, or to knock down doors? Like, if this person says no, how many people are you willing to take to tell you no? Are you going to keep the dream alive? Are you going to get a night job to keep pursuing this dream? That's my mindset, that I learned how to play the game. And I learned that the game to be successful is to be persistent. Because guess what? If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But you have to have this ultimate belief that someone, while they look different than you, they're no better than you. They have the same skill set as I do. So as far as being able to work, it doesn't take a lot of talent. I used to talk to this with my friend Anthony all the time, rest in peace. And we would always talk about that was our superpower. We would joke about it. We would say, this is our superpower, because no one would be crazy enough to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get up and do work, do something they don't like to do, and grind it and give it a fucking shot, and then look forward to the next time in the morning. Like, the fact that we were getting up early to compete, to train, to play basketball, to do all these things, was something that we knew most people weren't cut out to do. They didn't find a joy in the grind. Most people don't. That's why you have the elitist. You know, like I always joke around with my friends, because I feel that if I had a platform growing up of support, like I didn't have to do reverse parenting, or I had a base of being allowed to go out there and swing at the fences before having to call it a day, I feel it would have been a different story for me in a good way. I mean, but it is a good one, but it's one of those, it could have been fantastic. Because I know that I had the mindset to succeed, and I still do, but sometimes that gets curtailed with trying to kind of, I guess, appease other people that don't have that same ambition, don't have that same drive. And at this stage in life, now that I'm seeing my daughter become a home person, I'm tapping back into that energy. I'm tapping back into that. Right now I have a plan. I'm like, look, I have a 10-year plan. That's the goal. I'm going to go ahead. I wrote it down. I have it. This is what I want to have or want to experience by this age. I'm giving myself 10 years. Let's get it. You know, like, that's it. Period in the story. Let's get it. And I'm going to find a way. Now, that journey may take me 11 years. It may take me 5 years, right? But I'm set on being realistic with a 10-year goal. And I'm going to do it. And whatever it takes for me to get that, I will get it. Barring being physically unable to perform my job, perform anything, I will get to it. I will, because one of the things about that I believe about manifestation is that you have to enact action to have manifestation come to reality. Like, I could say, just like my daughter says, I want to be an actress. I want to be like on Stranger Things. I want to be an actress, do all the famous shit. And I'm like, well, that's great. What are you doing to get to that point? What are you doing? Are you practicing? Are you learning from the actors? Are you wanting to go on auditions and practice on what it takes to have an audition and understand the business? And the answer is no. Like, my daughter's like, nah, I don't want to do it. Because when I was pushing her to do theater, once she loved it, and I was trying to get her into tryouts and all these things, she's like, you know, she's telling her mom, like, it's just too much. Like, it's too much work. Well, I'm trying to teach her that for her to be successful, you have to put in work. You have to put in time. Like, it's not fun. It's not going to be, you go and act for a movie whenever you want to get up and act for a movie. It's like, you have to work on every gig, every show. You have to put in time to get better. You're going to have to go to theater school and learn more about your craft. These are things that I try to tell her, but she just feels that that's not the way to go. Now she's talking about being a TikToker. I'm like, okay, you know, whatever it is you got to do, you got to put in work. Just like I do with this podcast. I put in work every day. It's easy for me, but people don't have the ability to sustain a podcast and stay on it. I've been doing it for what, 6 years now? 5 or 6 years at least. And that's the part that I always say with people in general. It's that many people out there don't understand that you have to have a deep obsession. Not a crazy obsession, but knowing that you have to get up and do things you don't want to do. I always tell that to my daughter. It's like, you have to understand that in life, you have to do things you don't want to do. Like, there's people right now that are working. They fucking hate the job, but they have to do it. Because if not, they're not able to pay their bills. And I'm trying to tell her that. I'm trying to tell this to these kids that if you can't avoid things that you don't like. You got to learn how to love things that suck. You got to learn to grind. You got to learn how to accept that part of you getting to where you want to get to, it's going to take you eating dirt. It's going to take you doing some shit or some sacrifices of not being able to do the things that you want to do. No different than being a father. You have to make sacrifices for your kids. If you want to be a good dad, if you want to be a good partner, you have to make sacrifices. Now, if the partner doesn't make them right back for you, then that's a different story. But overall, that was always my mindset, that I will always be able to give my partner whatever he or she needs, or in this case, she. I was talking in generalities. But it was like, whatever she needs, I'm good. And whatever I need, she's going to give me, which is exactly how I thought relationships worked. And I think people go into them with that mindset, but a lot of times it doesn't work out that way. So, but I feel with this motivation and the engine, you got to, like, that talent is always going to beat out the actual talent that you have, meaning the hard working and the commitment and the persistence and the, I'm not going to take no for an answer as far as ending this goal, ending this dream. Those are the people that end up rising to the top. And I'm trying to instill that into my daughter so much. Like, every day I talk to her, I let her know the importance of being on top of things, of having a goal and an obsession, and to not be afraid to put in work. And I try to do it by just having her walk every day. She doesn't want to walk every day, but I make her walk 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. Walk every day. You don't like doing it, but I'm having you doing that for a reason. I want you to eat this. Like, this stuff is not stuff you're going to like, but you're going to have to eat this for a reason, because there's going to be days where you're not going to be able to eat what you want to eat. And you got to take what's given to you, and you got to make the best of it. And it's hard to unwind those habits. It doesn't happen overnight, because when you spoil your child for as long as I have, and now you're, you know, starting to unwind those habits, it's definitely a challenging thing. But I'm optimistic, as always, but I also have to be realistic. And I try to remind her, listen, what you're doing right now, these grades and this lack of effort, this is not going to help you in the long run. Not because I'm expecting you to remember everything in school, because many of us, as we all know, we don't remember half the shit that we learned in school. We don't. But the fact that you went through it and you dealt with it and you did something that fucking sucked and you still did it, that's what it's about. And I always try to tell her about this experience that she had and just recently in theater summer camp. Like, she had this one Footloose that was she was part of the play. But of course, Footloose, what are they doing? They're making you dance a lot. So she was totally like, fuck. The first day she calls me, Dad, my feet are hurting. Dad, this is too much for me. I want to quit. And I'm like, I don't think you should quit. I think you got to finish it through. You know, she was getting other opinions from somewhere else, but I was like, you got to finish it. Yeah, it's hard the first day, but guess what? That second day is going to be easier. That third day is going to be easier. Trust me, I've been through life like that. And sure enough, she ended up finishing it. And I remind her of that. I remind her anytime that she had experiences when it was hard. It was hard dealing with a teacher. It was hard. And she comes out on top and wins. It's a great feeling. And that's the part that she still hasn't embraced. But I'm still going to be persistent, because if she wants to be successful in life, whatever her definition of it is, it's going to take her, as we all know, it's going to take her doing things that she doesn't want to do, that people turn their head to, that people are not in any way, shape, or form wanting to get their hands on, because it's too much work. It takes away from how they're living life, and that's okay. But then you have to be happy with the life you have.
Spread that thing like Bobby. This ain't in my body. This ain't in my body.